Somebody asked him, it was told to him, then why do you do this? Why do you decrease from your own son's share? When he was also from the first muhajirin. فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا هَاجَرَ بِهِ أَبُوهُ يَقُولُ لَيْسَ هُوَ كَمَنْ هَاجَرَ بِنَفْسِهِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. He would say that my son, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when he travelled with his parents. Unlike the others, they had to travel with their own efforts, their own strength. He had the company and companionship of his parents. He was a young boy. So his level of mujahada and sacrifice wasn't as high as the others. So to adjust for that, I've taken out 500 from my own son's stipend. So this is the high level of taqwa. That day, as even as Amirul Mu'mineen, as the leader, at that level he was so honest with public funds that when I'm stipulating, it doesn't mean if it's my own family he should get higher. But my own family, if an adjustment needs to be made, let it be made. It doesn't matter if my own son gets less, but honesty must prevail that he deserves to get a little bit less because he didn't endure like how the others had endured. So this shows us what level of taqwa they had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us some portion of that level of taqwa that Sahaba had. Today's hadith, an Atiyyah ibn Urwat al-Sa'di al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhum, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yablughu al-abdu أن يكون من المتقين حتى يدع ما لا بأس به حذرا مما به بأس رواه الترمذي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person won't reach the rank of a muttaqi, a person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that high rank of being of the muttaqin. A person will never reach that rank unless he leaves out those things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that he leaves out those things that have no problem, so that he mustn't fall into those things that have a problem. In other words, like the hadith we did before, he leaves out those things that are doubtful, so that he doesn't go into those things that are problematic, those things that are haram. So even those things that a person technically can consume, it's still doubtful, doesn't mean that it's haram. But just the fear that he might go into haram, or just the fear that he'll end up in those places that are haram, so he leaves out even those things that are permissible. Because there's a fear that that permissible thing that I'm doing can lead me towards haram. So then only a person will reach the high rank of taqwa. We all want to be from the muttaqin. So this is a simple nuskha for us, that we should always try and do those things that are 100% clear, crystal clear, there's no doubt in it, and it won't lead us to those things that are haram. So if we stay away from those things that will lead us to being haram, then eventually, inshallah, we won't get to that haram. So this is a way that we can reach, to climb up the ladder of becoming from the muttaqin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, as we all might have heard, that our Ibrahim Yusuf, neighbor of the masjid, had passed away, 2 doors away he stays, but a few doors away, that he was coming back, returning from Turkey, and then on the flight he had a heart attack. So this shows that no, life has no certainty. And just before he left, he told me, Mawlana, I'm going for a very short trip, very quick trip, few days time, I'll see you all again, inshallah. But this is life. That's why the poet says, that ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. That this journey of life, this is a journey of taking lessons. This is not a journey of tamasha and enjoyment and merrymaking, but every step on a person's life is taking ibrat, is taking lessons. Because we know one of five things a person doesn't know, he never knows. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And one of the five things is, a person doesn't know where his life will be taken away. So yeah, he had a heart attack. In the aeroplane he had a heart attack. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us sometimes lessons, that he takes away great people from us, people that are loved by people, just to teach us a lesson, that we all have to be ready for this lesson of maut. We all have to be ready for this sabak of maut. One day it will come to us, and we also don't know when it will hit us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.